Blog Talk Radio.
It's the Commish here on OFL After Dark. Thanks for listening tonight. Going to have some callers calling in. Like this Flo Rida was saying there, it's going down for real. Big news, man. Team Sexual Chocolate. Oh, man. PO 510 Main, Mad Dream, PB number one, and Denox 21 have formed their own team. So all you other teams out there, you know, Team Legit, you got Team ICUP, you have Team Houston, you have Team Hell Yeah, all the teams out there. You have Team DNA, DN Nation, and all you other teams. Team Sexual Chocolate with PB number one and Peel joining forces and then bringing on D-Nox and Mad Dream. I think Mad Dream's the white chocolate version on this Team Sexual Chocolate. But either way, a lot of star power there, a lot of firepower, very methodical players. I'd have to go out on a limb and say possibly the strongest team right now. Could be wrong. Still have yet to see who Team DNA Nation is going to be producing, but plus you got SC Bolt joining Team Legit and 40O Gamer over there. Speaking of 40O Gamer, we're going to touch a little bit on that whole issue. He's going to be calling in. He's going to have a lot of time to explain his situation. It still is currently being investigated, so no final decision has been made so far. So, yeah, we're going to talk about all that stuff. So look out for Team Sexual Chocolate. Great job, P.O., putting that all together. It really shocked me to see the team he put together. I knew his boy D-Nox would be on there, but didn't know if he'd be able to put Mad Dream and PB, but that's a team right there, I'll tell you. A lot of original members, too. So speaking of members, a lot of new members coming on board with the Group 4 Fantasy getting ready to start. We're bringing a whole lot of new members, guys. You know, meet some of these guys. Don't let them feel like foreigners, man. They're all part of this community. We all grow together. We all expand. So, yeah, make them feel part of it because they are part of it. So, some big news, man. Ben Roethlisberger was signed in group for the Bengals signed Ben Roethlisberger out of free agency. And group two, multiple, for only $1 million a year. I thought that was opened up my eyes there. So anyways, a lot of free agency has ended there in Group 1 and Group 2 single. Well, it wasn't even going on in single, but Group 1 and Group 2 multiple. It has moved on. So now we're just waiting till 7 o'clock in Group 1 multiple tonight for the draft. That's 7 p.m. Eastern for the draft in Group 1. And then Group 2 will follow at 10 p.m. Eastern with the draft. And then, you know, we'll kick off the season, man, get going. Really looking forward to all that. I'm sure all you guys are too. So let's take a look. The new rankings came out today. Let's talk a little bit about those. So at number 20, we have a new guy, XDMGX Jason. He's out of the Madden World Syndicate. He's a really, really strong tournament-style type player. Slowly getting introduced to the OFL now. He's in Group 3 single, I believe. So there he is at number 20. At number 19, you have Obama's Mentor. He's coming. He's another new member. He's one of the few people who actually beat Triple X Balkino 66 Triple X. He beat him in Fantasy League. Balkino might give you some bullshit excuses that it's fantasy. Don't listen to him. Obama's Mentor beat him. So keep an eye on him. He's coming in at number 19. I don't believe he's lost yet. I could be wrong. He might have one loss, but he is coming in at number 19. Number 18, a fan favorite, Chillin' 941. So he's still hanging in there. Number 17, another new member. You guys remember this guy from winning $700 in one day, three or four Sundays ago in tournaments. But he is also in Group 3 single, which he has yet to be beat. It's number 17. That's Buck Sweet coming from Florida. Definitely a very strong player. He'll be in Vegas in the Big Madden tournament coming up, so good luck to him. Wish him the best. Number 16, you got Finesse Gigolo. One time was leading the money leaders, and then, you know, he's kind of got passed by a couple guys, but he's still earned over like $450+ here in the OFL Now community from tournaments. And he took a little hiatus, but he's back now. He joined the Fast Four just earlier today, and he is in the championship waiting the winner of Buck Sweep and SC Bolt 21. So hopefully that game will get played soon. So good luck, Gigolo. Welcome back to the tournament scene. Number 15, we have Sexual Chocolate's own Mad Dream. You know, everybody knows him as a really, really strong defensive mind, very methodical, intelligent player. So he's still hanging in there at number 15, made a couple deep runs previous seasons into the playoffs. This season, he's knocked out a little earlier than expected, but that's neither here nor there at this moment. Number 14, we have Matternall coming in. At number 14, that's we've seen him come into the top 20, then we've seen him drop out of the top 20. Now he's hot again. He's moved into number 14. Look out for him. He's also making some big moves through the trades and free agency, so look for him to be strong again. Never sleep on Matternall. Number 13, we have Believe in Monsters. We've seen Monsters as high as number 6. We've seen him out of the top 20. He's a really strong player now. We'll see. I expect to see him consistently ranked, but who knows? He could drop out. But right now he's sitting there at 13. He made a strong run deep into the playoffs before being beat by his teacher, Balkino, there in the playoffs. So number 12, we have Group 2. Black Assassin 10, really, really strong player, really disappointing playoff appearance for him. Really thought he'd possibly win the Super Bowl. He got knocked out early. I'm sure he'll get back to Lavin and bounce back strong. Number 11, you have Team Houston's Fat Magic 420. You know how he does. Real strong player also. Number 10, you have the part of the head of the OFL Now Players Union. You have OFL Now Jay Mills coming in there at 10. He's playing some of his best ball down the stretch. Look for him to have a strong start to this season if he remains hot. Number 9, you have Ready 10. Mississippi Zone. Number 8, another newer member, SC Bolt 21. He's ranked number 8 in the OFL Championship playoff rankings, and I actually think he's ranked right around number 8 on Madden's top 100 rankings. So congratulations to Bolt. You know there's strong players around here in the OFL now community, and he just happens to be one of them. Number 7, you have Slay Island 9XX, another relatively new member, although he's been here for a month or so now. He's just very quiet and under the radar, kind of similar to PB number 1. Slay Island jumped in, won like $450 in tournaments, and then we haven't seen him in another tournament, so I'm not sure what's if he's not going to be participating in tournaments or what happened there, but he definitely won over $450. So he's sitting there number 7. Number 6, speaking of PB number 1, PB number 1 has dropped from the number 1 spot down to the number 6, so you guys know what that means. We got a new number 1 coming on the air here shortly. PB is still a strong player, just happened to have a tough playoff appearances there in Group 1, single and multiple. But he still does have 2 Super Bowl rings, so nothing to sleep on with him. Number 5, you have his PB's fellow team Sexual Chocolate member, PO510 Main, the leader of Team Sexual Chocolate, actually. So there's PO510 Main sitting there at number 5. Everybody knows he's a very methodical player, very good, strong defensive mind, just really, really good players. With him, D-Knox, PB number 1, and Mad Dream all being on Team Sexual Chocolate, they're all very similar players and different in a little bit in their own ways, but very similar. Very strong players, won't make many mistakes at all. Number 4, another newer member, DNA Suspect, ahead of Team DN Nation. Very good player, you guys know him. I believe he might have 1 loss, if he even has any losses. Number 3, we have a Super Bowl champion out of Group 2 multiple, I believe. OFL now, Savage. Representing Team Houston. He's really climbed up the charts a lot there. Number 2, we still have VX Assassin XA, who did beat Balkino. He's one of the 2 people who actually beat Balkino in the OFL Now leagues. And then number 1, finally, Triple X Balkino 66 Triple X. After 2 Super Bowl wins, I think he deserves to be sitting there at number 1. So I'm sure he's ready for all you guys to come and try to take it from him, which I'm sure somebody will. We have a caller coming in right now from the 412 area code. If that's just 412, I recognize. I know that should be Snake Eyes. Is that you, Snake Eyes?
Yep.
How you doing?
Good.
So we're talking a little bit about the rankings, and we're talking about the formation of a brand-new team, Team Sexual Chocolate. Team Sexual Chocolate consists of PO510 Main, D-Knox 21, PB number 1, and Mad Dream. I know you're familiar with these guys from playing them in Group 1. What do you think about those guys all in the same team?
Definitely a team to watch out for.
Who do you think's the strongest player on that team?
PB number 1.
What do you think separates PB from everybody else?
He had like 2 Super Bowls back to back.
Yeah, I guess that's enough said, right? Yeah, well, it's a very good point right there. Now, Mad Dream, you've played Mad Dream before. A lot of people thought he might win a Super Bowl this year, but he didn't. He actually was defeated pretty early in the playoffs. What do you think caused the early exit for him?
Who did he play?
At the top of my head, I think Finesse Gigolo, maybe?
I don't really know that much about him. Oh, you mean Oh, okay. You still there, Greg?
Hello?
Yeah, you still there?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah. I thought
okay,
we lost
yeah,
connection
some,
for a minute.
Yeah, we're having some bad weather here in Pennsylvania, but yeah, I'm here. Let's talk a little bit about the top 20 rankings. Let's just highlight a couple of players. Take a look at number 14, XX Madinol XX321. What do you think some of his strengths and some of his weaknesses are?
I'm not really too sure. What do you think about him, Derek?
I think he's a really, really smart play caller. I think he has a strong offense. And weakness-wise, he might be a little turnover prone when he gets into the red zone. He tends to turn it over a little bit and squander away scoring opportunities, which I'm the same way, so I know exactly what he's dealing with.
You should never mess up in the red zone. That's the number one rule. Number one.
What are some of your recommendations to people like myself that do struggle in the red zone? What are some of the ways that you approach the red zone?
Basically run or throw short passes or do things that you're comfortable with or throws people off.
Mm-hmm.
That you don't see everybody doing all the time.
Do you have any
so they think
go-to...
that you're unpredictable.
Okay. Do you have any go-to money plays you like to rely on if you're in a situation there in the red zone?
Mainly I try to get like my biggest back, my biggest running back or my biggest fullback and just go. Or just throw it short. Those are my like one or two things.
And that's smart football. There's no denying that. Speaking of smart football, did you pay any attention to what's going on with Live Master and the 40-0 gamer trade?
Not really.
Well, basically, you know, they did a trade. 40-0 gamer got Knighton, a 90 overall defensive tackle, and he got 99 overall Von Miller. And he got a punter, and in return, he traded a 92 overall punter, and then, like, Dwayne Allen and DeQuell Jackson and somebody else maybe in the 70 range. Do you think that's fair?
Heck no. I mean, I could see for draft picks, but, I mean, other than that, no.
Why would somebody make that trade?
I mean, if I would do that type of trade, those two 70s would have to be at least an 80 or a 90 if I was doing that.
So why do you think Livemaster would make that trade, though? What would she be getting out of that to give up a 99 overall Von Miller and a 90 overall Knighton for basically a punter? Why would you do that?
I mean, what I usually do with punters, I get the lowest dang on punter or the lowest dang on kicker, and I just go with that. I mean, that's what
I would just do. Well, I'm not saying you should overlook the kick game. I actually think it's very important. I like to have high kickers and high punters, but I'm not going to trade a 99 overall Von Miller linebacker and a 90 overall Knighton defensive tackle.
They would basically have to beg on their knees to get him.
Mm-hmm. But anyways, we're going to have 40-0 Gamer calling in here in the next week's show, hopefully. And maybe we can even get Live Master in to explain everything that occurred and why they did what they did. And we'll see, we'll hear from them. because that's how it is. We need to hear their side of it. We have a caller coming in from 601. 601, you're now on OFL After Dark with the commission, Snake Eyes. Who do we got the pleasure to speak with?
You're talking to your boy, Ready 10, in the building, Hill.
Ready 10, how you doing?
Pretty good, man, pretty good, man. What about yourself?
Pretty good, thanks for asking. I want to get right into what we were just speaking about. Have you seen the 40-0 gamer and Live Master trade that's got the whole league up in the air, up in, you know, whatever the saying is? Got them all riled up, basically.
I heard about it a little bit. I heard about it, but I don't really know exactly what it was. So, no, kind of inform me about what's going on, bro.
Well, it's mostly 40 acquired, 99 overall Von Miller, 98 overall defensive tackle Knighton, and a punter. In exchange, he gave Dwayne Allen, the tight end, DeQuell Jackson, and then a 92 overall punter. So basically the highlight for Lime Master was a 92 punter, and 40 got Von Miller and Knighton. How do you think? Do you think that's a fair trade, or do you think that's collusion? What do you think happened there?
Well, what were their records?
That's a good question. I actually don't know off the top of my head, but that's a very, very good question.
Because
it is in the multiple season.
Yeah. It's not. Hello? Hello?
Yeah, are you there, Greg?
Yeah, I can hear you. Ready. Ready, you there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay.
But yeah, man.
Yeah, record wise.
Go ahead.
I'm not exactly sure what their records are, to be honest with you.
Okay.
You think that would play a part into the decision?
Yeah, cause, I mean, it sounds like somebody is not gonna make something, so they gave up a lot and trying to help somebody else out. That's why I think those guys going on. I don't know, bro. Like, that trade is retarded, you know? Because, for one, Von Miller, you know, in a single season, why even trade him, you know, if you're not going to get some valuable out of him?
That's what I'm saying. Go ahead.
First, I said it was a good trade, but I didn't know Terrence Knighton overall was that high. I thought he was like a 70-something for some reason. I must have got my players mixed up or something. But when I heard it on the radio show just now, I was like, oh, man. Like, yeah, like,
right.
That should be looked into for real, man. So, unless her favorite player is Dwayne Allen or something, but you're giving up Von Miller for who? Nobody, pretty much, you know?
Yeah. I don't know. We're going to get them to call in, hopefully, this next week, and we can hear their side of the stories. But, yeah, I have a hard time trying to figure this one out. But we'll see. We'll see. I'm sure the trade will be reversed at the very least, possibly suspensions, but we'll see. Let's talk about a little bit of the formation of Team Sexual Chocolate. I know you're a member of Team Small I, Big C, UP. Do you think Team Sexual Chocolate will... Will basically challenge you as one of the strongest team in the OFL Now community? If you're not familiar, Team Sexual Chocolate is formed by PO510 Main. They've added PB number 1, D Knox 21, and Mad Dream.
Yeah, man. I have very, very much respect for PB number 1, bro. I played him a couple of times, man. We mess each other a little bit, and, like, he's a great person, bro. No negativity. I mean, he a great player, too, man. So, that's a great team, man. I play him good game every time. He's a great person. D-Dox. I never played Mad Dream before, but I keep up with him. He was doing well in my group, too. So, man, that's a tough team. I like it.
Yeah, I agree. I think it could be the strongest team. We'll see. We'll see. And team tournaments will be coming in the future, so that's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah. I mean, we'll do team tournaments.
my win, but you know. What's up, Greg?
What team am I on? I can't be a part of a team. I'm a commish, man. I'm on team commish. That's it. It's just me, myself, and I, and we are the worst team.
You're
J.J.
Cougar.
I don't want to be on a team with those two, man. They'll bring me down to their level. I don't want to go down there.
I feel you, bro.
But anyways, speaking of the community, we are growing really fast, man. We've just added a bunch of new members for this brand new Group 4 Fantasy. I know you're debating possibly getting in it. There are 4 spots left out there to all the listeners. That's right. There's only 4 spots left to get into the Group 4 Fantasy. That's 33 to join and 600 to the winner. Shop.oflnow.com if you want to participate. It's going to be a lot of fun. But, yeah, I mean, as a member that's been here a little while already and Snake Eyes, make sure you see some new members. You ever play a new member, you know, shoot them a message. See they want to get in a party, you know, show them around a little bit so they don't feel like outsiders, you know.
Almost definitely, man.
I agree with that.
We
man.
Also,
everybody should get on the forums and please fill out the introduction thing, man, so, you know, everybody can get at least to know everybody, you know, at least some part of their life, you know.
Yeah, it does help. I agree. Definitely a good feature there. Balkino actually came up with that one. That was part of his probation. He had to figure something out for the forum, and that's what he came up with. So it was actually a really good idea. It was a really good idea, actually. So.
Yeah, man, I like it, yo. Yeah.
So today's Valentine's Day. Did you do anything with the... are you married or is it the fiance or a girlfriend? I forget. I know you got something going on there in Mississippi.
As of right now, she's nothing right now until my car gets fixed. So like, she's just a person that's staying with me until my car gets fixed. And when my car gets fixed, she'll be my fiance again. Well, my girlfriend.
Oh, so for all the listeners that don't know, this person that's staying with you wrecked your brand new ride, and you're not too thrilled about this, I guess.
Not thrilled at all, man. I just got that car in January, man. And, I don't want to bring back memories.
All right, yeah, let's move on. We don't want to bring any of that negativity, but I hope everything's okay, works out for all y'all. All right, so you said fuck Valentine's Day. That's cool.
No,
I think it's a bullshit holiday anyways.
Is that income tax is right around the corner.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. How does that work, like, you know, making your money in the professional football league in Canada?
I mean, it works the same way, man. I can file taxes over here, get a receipt back. And I'll file over there and get some back from over there as well. So, man, it's working out pretty much in my favor because what most people don't know here, in the States, I actually own, like, a couple of trucks, man. I have a trucking business, too. My dad runs for me, man. So, I still always have something, you know what I'm saying, going. So, people see me online all the time, think I'm not doing it. I'm doing something behind the scenes.
Right on. Right on. I'm the same way, man. Trust me. The things I'm doing behind the scenes got to do with the league, though, because we're trying to grow and expand and make it better for everybody. But Snake Eyes, did you happen to have any Valentine's chicks from the internet? Any of them internet girls that you talk about?
No, I wish.
Snake Eyes,
be careful what
you
wish for.
You need to get on Tinder, Snake Eyes.
You hear that, Snake Eyes? You need to get on Tinder.
Tinder. So Tinderonis be going, bro. They out there. They ready.
Well, all right, guys. We're out of time, and happy Valentine's Day to all the women of the members of the OFL now, I guess. And I love you, sissy.
We out.
We out.